This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Jihadists from the Boko Haram group killed at least 27 people in an attack of unprecedented savagery in southeast Niger, local officials said Sunday. Other people were wounded and some more reported missing in the assault on Saturday evening in the village of Tumor in the Difa region, said a senior local official. Witnesses and other officials confirmed the attack, which came hours before municipal and regional elections went ahead across the country on Sunday. Sources added that some victims were killed or wounded by bullets. Others were burnt inside their houses, consumed by the flames of an enormous fire set by the attackers. Between 800 and 1,000 houses, the central market, and numerous vehicles were also destroyed in the fire, the sources said. Roughly 70 attackers arrived at Tumor on foot, having swum across Lake Chad, said one official. The attack itself lasted for 3 hours. Malaysia's Coast Guard has made its largest ever seizure of methamphetamine, a top official said Sunday, seizing over 2 tons of the drug disguised as tea in a shipment believed to have come from Myanmar. The chief of the Coast Guard said the drugs found on a boat in northern Penang State were worth over $26.2 million. A local suspected trafficker was arrested. The chief said the drugs appear to have been smuggled out from Myanmar's Golden Triangle. The intercepted shipment was likely destined for neighboring countries where it would fetch a higher price than in Malaysia, he added. In recent years, Malaysia has made a number of seizures of highly addictive crystal meth. The Southeast Asian country itself is battling a major drug addiction problem. And a Chinese space capsule bringing back the first moon rocks in more than 4 decades.